And it's just my position that until HDR reestablishes itself as a good corporate citizen by taking responsibility for their mistakes and things that were made in that project, that I will continue not to support awarding them public contracts.
HDR Engineering designed the reservoir and is one of three companies that Tampa Bay Water is going after in the wake of the problems with the facility. Bechner called out the company because HDR was listed as one of six engineers in a consent agenda item as being deemed as qualified to perform services for the county's public works department. HDR would receive over $261,000.
I'm making a motion that we approve staff recommendations for A27 with the exception of HDR and ask them to bring back an alternative for that company at the next board meeting.
But Commissioner Jim Norman immediately objected, saying that if the county government wants to punish HDR, then they should be consistent about potential negative information about any contractor.
I'm not defending this person. I'm just saying, as a constitutional board, we need to treat all contractors, all in any groups that do business with the county, we need to have a policy then that is a blanket policy that treats all, if they flawed or did not comply, they need to be censored or blackballed or whatever words you want to put to it.
Bechner's motion got more pushback after County Attorney Rosemary Perfitt spoke.
My understanding is that there has been no determination of fault at this point on the reservoir.
And Perfitt said there's a process the county must follow, and HDR was recommended. She said that if the board was still uneasy, they could send their application back to an evaluation committee and have them review that application. She said any other option was not desirable.
Would be to tell staff that under no circumstances you want to do business with HDR at this point, and for them to negotiate with the next ranked firm. There is some risk involved in that we might be considered, quote, arbitrary and capricious. Generally, counties have the ability to have wide discretion in choosing consultants and contractors, but there is a standard of arbitrary and capriciousness that we need to be sure that we don't violate.
County Commissioner Mark Sharp said he saw merit in the comments made by both Commissioners Bechner and Norman.
And there needs to be consistency. And I think what Commissioner Norman's saying is valid, and that we've got to be careful if we do it to one, how we handle all the other companies. On the other hand, I think that by your action and by our board action, we are registering our concern and our frustration. And I think that sends a message. And it will also, though, allow the process to continue, as the attorney said, in a way that we don't create risks.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita said previously she had issues with HDR Engineering, but changed her mind after speaking with an official with the company, former FDOT official Ken Hartman. Commissioner Bechner said he was fine with doing as the county's legal staff was recommending, to bring HDR's application back before the evaluation committee. But he said that under no circumstances could he see himself support giving a county contract to HDR.
It won't change my particular vote until this issue with the reservoir has been resolved and HDR has restored itself and the confidence in me as a good corporate citizen, then I won't be supporting further public contracts. When I spoke with the attorney's office, they said the appropriate action would be on an individual commissioner's basis as opposed to a blanket.
But Commissioner Jim Norman, who has served on the county commission for over 16 years, said that Bechner's attitude was reckless.
We take the kind of action that you're suggesting. We're in court. We're paying all kinds of damages. You're talking about damage to the taxpayer. We get hammered. That's reality. That's why there's a legal system. There was a claim, nothing proven. And if we start blackballing, taking away contracts, and doing things on a whim because we just don't like it, or somebody could claim something against you every day, that doesn't make it true. But to blackball a company or to do something without fact, you're going to be paying more legal damages in that court across the street than you've ever imagined. And you talk about looking for the purse of the taxpayer?